Actually, we're involved now in a Gemara which we call Agoda, Agadaic Gemaras rather than Halachic Gemaras, which are sometimes actually more tricky. So let's have a look. We're in the Gemara right at the bottom of Chav Vav Omid Aleph. If you remember the story, the Gemara brought in the story of Shevna, who was the self-declared successor to Chizkiyo HaMelech and tried his best to force his way in and even spoke Lashon Hara. Remember we said yesterday the story, he sent an arrow with a piece of paper, etc., that I'm willing to make peace, but Chizkiyo is not, etc., etc. So Chizkiyo was very worried that even though Shevna was clearly not a great tzaddik, but nonetheless, he had the rov. He had 130,000 listening to him, whereas Chizkiyo HaMelech only had 110,000. Until the Navi came and told him, don't worry, because his 130,000 is a kesher reshoim. And a kesher reshoim einom kesher. Why did we bring that in? Because we were learning the whole story with Resh Lakish and the Bezdin. And if you have a kesher reshoim, then they're not part of the Bezdin, etc., etc., etc. So once the Gemara now launched this story, the Gemara now continues and we go off at a complete tangent and we examine the rest of the story. So have a look. We're on the first or the second last wide line. The second last line of the entire Omud. Right at the bottom of the Omud. After we learned that he was developed Tsaras. Why did he develop Tsaras? Because he spoke Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael. So in the middle of that final, second last line, Tsanoif Yitzanfecho Tsanfo Kodur Kadur El Eretz Rochvas Yodaim. What does that mean? Tana. So the Brisa says, Hu Bikesh Kloin Beis Adoinov. He was trying to bring about the embarrassment of his master. Who is his master? Chizkiyo HaMelech. And he was trying to land him in trouble by reporting to Sancheirev that Chizkiyo is not willing to make peace with you. So what happens? Nefach lafichach nepach kvoidoi lekloin. Well, therefore, his own kavoid also turned to embarrassment because he tried to embarrass his master. So mido keneged mido, he himself ended up being embarrassed. How so? Says the Gemara on the bottom line. Ki havenofik ihu. When he left the town, remember, Sancheirev came to besiege Yerushalayim. His troops are encircling Yerushalayim. And he's now going to meet them because he's offering to make peace. He has spoken in a slanderous way against Chizkiyo HaMelech and said that he's not willing to make peace, but I am. And Amela, he now leaves the town. Ki havanofik iu, when he leaves, also Gavriel. Gavriel the Malach meets him. Achde ledosha. He then shut the gate, ba'api, in face of Mashir Yosa, his troops. In other words, Shevna was coming with all his troops to leave Yerushalayim and meet Sancheirev and propose that they make peace. So what happened? Mido keneged mido. He tried to embarrass Chizkiyo. He ended up embarrassed himself. How so? Because the Malach Gavriel, when Shevna left the city, followed by his troops, Gavriel shut the gate, which means that Shevna was now outside of the town, but all of his troops were all locked inside of the town. So basically, he'd come by himself. Omrule, I'm on the top line now. Omrule. So they said to him, in other words, Sancheirev's men, said to Shevna, what's going on? Mashir Yosech Hecha. Where are your troops? Look at the top Rashi. Mashir Yosei Hecha, Shekosav Tolanu. Didn't you write to us on that piece of paper that you shot with an arrow? Shevno Vesiatoi Hishlimoi. You wrote that Shevno Vesiatoi. What does Vesiatoi mean? And all his supporters, Hishlimoi, want to make Shalom. Well, you've come by yourself, but where are all your merry men? The real answer, of course, was that Gavriel had shut them in town to embarrass him. Mido keneged mido. Omar. So Shevno has to answer back rather ashamedly. Hodru bi. Well, they turned their back on me. In other words, rather than saying the truth, which was actually they've been locked in by the Malach as a punishment for me, obviously he's not going to own up to that. So what does he say? He blames the troops. He says, Hodrubi, they've changed their mind. They've all deserted. And they've betrayed me. Omrule, they did not accept that. So they said to Shevna, well, Imkain, if that's the truth, Achuchi komechaiches. Bon. Achuchi means a joke. You're making a joke out of us. If that's the truth, you're making a joke. You send a message that you want to make peace, you and your troops, and then you turn up without your troops. So you're mocking us. And they killed him in the most savage way. Nokvuhu ba'akevov. So they pierced his body with their heels. V'tol'uhu, and then they hung him. Bezanve suseim, with the tails of their horses. And they dragged his body on the thorns and the prickles. So he had a very, very despicable death, and all of this was an oinish, having spoken Lashon Hara about the great tzaddik and Melech Yisrael, Chizkio Melech Yehuda. Omar Rebbe Lezer says, Shevna, this fellow Shevna, Baal Hano'o Hoyo. He was a Baal Hanor. He tried to indulge. He used to indulge a lot and give in to his tivers. Why? Ksiv hocha, it says, Leich bo el asoichen azeh, v'ksiv hocha v'tiloi seichenes, which is a notion of Hanor. If you look at Rashi on the second line there, Baal Hanor k'mashmo'oi. It's to be translated literally, i.e., k'mashmo'i, literal, that he just indulged. Yesh oimrim mishkav zocher. Others say that he was over the issa deraisa of homosexuality. The Marsha points out, by the way, on this Gemara, a very important thing. Remember we said on the previous Omer that Shevna must clearly have been a Talmud Chochem because he had 130,000 Talmidim, even more than Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who only had 110,000. And yet you see, and this is what the Marsha points out, and this is why the Gemara is pointing it out, that a person can be a big Talmud Chacham, but if it doesn't go together with Midos Tovos, then his Torah will propel him nowhere. So even though Shevna was clearly a Talmud Chacham and a great disseminator of Torah, but if he gave in to his Tivers and didn't have good Midas, well, look where it ended up. Lashon Hara against the king, mocking the king, and end up in a terrible, despicable death. So the Gemara now brings a pasuk. Again, this is all Divrei Agoda. Ki hashasos yehoresun tzadik ma'po'ol. Now this word, hashasos, is a rather strange looking word. And the Gemara is going to discuss, what does this word mean, ki hashosos? What does the word hashosos mean, yehoresun tzadik ma'po'ol? This is a posuk in Tehillim, but it's connected to our story. Why is it connected to our story? Because the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Eina, Chad Omar, one said, it's a reference to Chizkio, the story that we've just learned. And the way you've got to read this posuk is as follows. Ilu Chizkio v'siatoi neherosim. Right? We have that word in the pasuk, yeherosun, yehoresun. If Chizkia and his supporters would have been destroyed, which they were not, Baruch Hashem. Tzadik ma po'ol. What would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have done, as it were? Chizkiyo was saved because Sancheirav did not manage. But had Chizkiyo been killed out, Tzadik ma po'ol, who is the Tzadik over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have done? That's the translation of the pasuk. We have another translation. V'chad Omar, Ilu Beis HaMikdash Yehores. Had the Beis HaMikdash been destroyed then Tzadik Ma Po'ol, and what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have said? How would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have allowed the plot of a Rasha to come to fruition? Have a look at Rashi. Ilu Beis HaMikdash Chorei Valedei Sancheirev. Can you imagine that the Beis HaMikdash being ruined through Sancheirev, Ba'atzosei Shel Shevno, through the plotting of Shevno? Can you imagine how that happened? Tzadik ma po'ol, aye nifloisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where would the miraculous hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be? So everybody agrees that the word in this pasuk, yehoresun, from the Lashon of Heres, destruction. What's being destroyed? What is the pasuk saying? If, according to the first pshat, Chizkiyahu would have been destroyed, according to the second pshat, if the Beis HaMikdash would have been destroyed, either way, we have to know how that fits in with the word Hashosos. And now the Gemara brings a third pshat, V'ula Omar, Yilu Machshavosov Shel Oisei Rasha. Can you imagine if the Machshavos, if the plans, the thoughts of this particular Rasha would not have been destroyed, Einon Neherosos, again, Tzadik Ma'apol, what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have done? So we have three different translations, apparently, of the word Hashosis. Something is being destroyed because it says Hashosis Yehoresum. So either it's referring to the potential destruction of Chizkiyahu, or to the Beis HaMikdash, or to the Machshavos of the Rasha. So the Gemara says, one moment, according to the opinion that says ilu machshavosov shel oisei harasha, haynu diksiv ki hashosos yehoresun, because shosos can mean machshavos. So therefore it makes perfect sense to say ki hashosos yehoresun is a reference to the machshavos of the tzaddik. That makes sense. Ulaman da'oma Beis HaMikdash, according to the one that says, no, it's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, it also makes sense. Nami, that's also good. To Tanan, because we have a Mishnah that says, Even Hoysa Shom, there was a stone in the Beis HaMikdash, Mimois Nevi'im or Rishonim, dating back to the original Nevi'im, V'Shasiya Hoysa Nikreis. I'm sure we've all heard of the Even Shasiya. So you see that the word Shasiya is a stone that's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. It was in the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashosos can clearly be a reference to the Beis HaMikdash because of Evan Shasiya. So it makes perfect sense that this strange-looking word Hashosos can either be a reference to the Machshavos of the Rasha or to the Beis HaMikdash. But how is it a reference to Chizkiyo? Says the Gemara El Olamando Amar Chizkiyo V'siyato. If you tell me that the Pasuk means that Baruch Hashem, there was no destruction of Chizkiyahu, Heicha Ashkechom. Where do we find that Tzadiki de Ikru Shasois? Question mark. Where do we find that a tzaddik is referred to by the word Hashasois? So how did you manage to squeeze that translation into the pasuk of Hashasois Yehoresu? And how does Hashasois end up being translated as the tzaddik? Says the Gemara, yes, there is. We found a pasuk. You know where it is? It's actually in Sefer Shmuel. And it says, Ki Lashem Mutsuke Oretz V'yoshes Aleim Tevil. And that pasuk of V'yoshes, which is obviously very similar to Hashosos, is referring to a tzaddik. So you see that a tzaddik can be referred to by the word of Shosos or Shos. V'ibois Eima Mehocha. Alternatively, we're now bringing a new pasuk into the sugya. Hifli Eitza Higdil Toishia. Toishia is also a reference to a tzaddik, and it's a similar word to hashasis. So you see that a tzaddik can be referred to as shasis. Now, what does this pasuk mean? Hifli Eitza Higdil Toishia. Omar Rav Chanan. Lomo Nikra Shmo Toishia. It's actually referring, this pasuk is referring to the Torah. And the Torah is described as Toishia. Now, what does that word Toishia mean? It's also a rather strange looking word. So why is the Torah called Toishia? Says the Gemara, Mipnei Shehi Mateshes Koichei Shel Adam. It weakens the koyach of a person. Toishia is, the root of the word Toishia is obviously Tosh, and Tosh is to weaken. When a person learns Torah, if he learns it properly, it weakens him. Why does it weaken him? Because as we know, that in order to be learned Torah properly, which requires omol, the yegiya, it's not just sitting on the couch with your feet up, sipping a cup of Coke, reading, zipping through the Gemara. It requires a lot of hard work and sweat, blood, and tears. So it weakens a person. That's why the Torah is called Toshia. Dovar Acher, an alternative explanation why the Torah is called Toshia. Toshia shenitna bechashoi mipnei hasatan. Chashoi means in silence. The Torah was given, as it were, behind the back of the Satan. Rashi explains. Have a look at Rashi. It's just in line, basically, with the Gemara we're trying to do. Mipnei ha-Satan. Shehoyo makatrik. The Satan was trying to accuse the Omar. Tistapik le'elyoinim. The story, the Torah should remain with the Elyoinim, with the upper powers. It should remain here in Ishmael. V'lo yimsra luchos biyad Moshe. Don't give the luchos, don't give the Torah to Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, went behind the backs, as it were, of the Satan and gave the Torah, and that's what it means, Toshia. Third pshat now, Dovor Acher, Toshia, Devorim Shel Toihu. Toshia, the first two letters of Toshia is Tof Vov Toihu. Sheha'oilam meshusas aleihem, that the world is founded upon. Meaning, even though the words of Torah are just words, they're not bricks, they're not concrete, they're words, they're toihu. Nonetheless, they are the words upon which the whole world is based. The whole world is based on Torah. So toishia is an amalgamation of toihu and mushatat. It's toihu, it's words upon which the whole Torah is based. Have a look at Rashi, Devorim shel toihu, dibur v'kriya ba'alma. It's merely speech and words. V'chol dibur, and every word, ein boi geshisha mamish. Obviously a word doesn't have something tangible that you can touch. Katoihu hazeh, like this emptiness, va'afal pikein, and nonetheless, oilom meshusas aleihem. The whole world is based on them. V'noitrikoinhu, and really this is a Rosh HaTeva, is tof toihu shio meshusas. Says the Gemara in conclusion, I know we're going a little bit quickly today, but divrei agoda. Says the Gemara, oma ula. Let's try and reach the two dots today. Omar Ula. Machshava Moeles Afilu Ledivrei Torah. Literally translated, a thought helps even Divrei Torah. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Machshava, what type of Machshava? Daiga Salev, worrying of the heart. Almazay noisav shel adam, about a person's paranasa. If a person has constant worry in his heart about paranasa, Moeles, that can achieve. What can it achieve? Mahanya l'shachich limudoi, to forget his learning, chas v'sholom. If a person is overridden with thoughts about concern and worry and anxiety about pranasa, then you know that will help. It will help him forget his learning, chas v'sholom, because he will be so entrenched in his concern about parnasa that he will take his mind off learning. A very scary thought. Shenema, says the Gemara, Mefer machsheves arumim v'loitaseno yedeyem toishio. We learn it from a pasuk. However, Omar Rabo, im asukin lishmo, then eino moeles. If, however, a person is learning Torah lishma, he's not learning Torah as a medium just in order to achieve anything else. If he's learning Torah lishma, then his concerns about parnasa will not influence his Torah learning, and he'll still recall his Torah learning. Shenema rabo is machshava is belevish. Even if a person has many thoughts in his heart, b'vatzas Hashem hisaku. The eights of Hashem, what is the eights of Hashem, meaning the Torah? Eitz sheyesh bo devar Hashem, the word of God, meaning the Torah, he takum la'olam, that will always survive. End of sugya. Okay, so it was Divrei Agada today. That's why I went a little bit more quickly than we ordinarily would have done so. Miss Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the words Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Emosai is, of course, a reference back to the Mishnah. Remember, we learned in the Mishnah, it says you have various people who are apostle for Eidus. And if you remember, we mentioned this. The Rav Yehuda said that's only if they have no other profession besides for this job. But if they have another profession besides for example, Mesachik Bekuvia, then they will be kosher le'Eidus. And this is now what the Gemara is going to discuss. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll learn it tomorrow. And until then, we should just hear Besuras Tevus and Mitzvah Hashem.
Shakoach.
Be well, have a good day. Cult.